It's December 30th, 2006.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose. This could become a habit.
Thanks for tuning in to this special extra-long F-Train and Park Slope bonus episode of The Sounds in My Head.
I'm moving on.
Forever moving on.
My name's Daniel. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Hard to simply find some time to sit around and play. But I just met a girl and she treats me so right. The F train's gonna take me there tonight.
Oh, oh, I would rather be
in the arms of my baby.
Take $2 over, pay the man, go downstairs, get on board, soon I'll be there.
Push around. Makes sense. The thing that I like best is the one that slows me down. Well, I guess I'll go see her now. Nothing's gonna hold me back. I can hear that train coming down the track.
Oh, oh, I would rather be
in the arms of my baby.
Take $2 over, pay the man, go down the stairs, get on board. Soon I'll be there.
I heard some folks complaining when that subway fare increased,
but 50 cents don't mean a thing when you ain't got none in weeks.
Well, you won't hear me complain that the MTA ain't right, unless I have to wait on the platform half the night.
Oh, oh, I'd rather be
in the arms of my baby.
Take $2 over, pay the man, go downstairs, get on board, soon I'll be there. Take $2 over, pay the man, go downstairs, get on board, soon I'll be there.
That little ditty right there was a fantastic number by a band from Cobble Hill, Brooklyn, known as the Cobble Hill Billies. That's right, the Cobble Hill Billies doing old-timey western bluegrass style music, and that song right there was called F Train. It's from a self-titled Cobble Hill Billies EP that was put out a few years back, which I love. I'm a really big fan of the Cobble Hill Billies, and I hope you liked it too. It's a very good song to start off this special bonus episode of The Sounds in My Head. You see, Kelly and I are moving today. That's right, today, December 30th, 2006, we are leaving our wonderful Park Slope apartment. We've lived on the ground floor of a brownstone right above the F train stop in Park Slope, Brooklyn, for about 4.5 years, and we're now moving to another part of Brooklyn called Williamsburg. We'll now be not living on the F train, but living on the L train. We'll be a lot closer to the city, and it's a good move for us. It's actually a very nice place. We're really happy about it, but we're gonna miss Park Slope a lot. We're gonna miss living right by Prospect Park, and we're definitely gonna miss waiting for the F train all night long and then having it take forever to get back to Park Slope from wherever we're coming from. I'm just kidding. We won't miss that at all. I'll tell you, that's the thing with living in New York City. You have sort of a love-hate relationship with your train, because on the one hand, it's like your car. You know, it's like, wow, my F train. It gets me wherever I need to go. I love me some F train. And then at the same time, you kind of really resent how unpredictable it is and how long it takes at night and why does it go so slow and it's above ground briefly and, you know, all those sorts of things. So anyway, the F train, if you've never been to New York or never been out to Brooklyn on the F train, the way it works, you hop on the F train, it goes into Brooklyn a little bit, and a few stops in, you get to Carroll Gardens and Cobble Hill, which is where the Cobble Hillbillies are from, and then a couple stops beyond that, and you get to Park Slope, which is where I lived until today, which is my big move date. So this whole episode is going to be songs about Park Slope and about the F train, and it's a good episode to listen to if by chance you're reminiscing about where you used to live, assuming it was on the F train in Park Slope. All right, up next on the show, a band that I heard on the F train. That's right, they're a band that performs on F train platforms all over the place around in Brooklyn. Heard them multiple times, and I'll tell you, I got to the York Street stop once. That's in Dumbo in Brooklyn. And I was standing on the platform, and this band was playing on the platform, and I waded through a train because I wanted to hear more of their stuff. They were that great. I'm really big fan of the Blue Vipers of Brooklyn. That's the name of this band, the Blue Vipers of Brooklyn, which I bought the CD from them right there on the platform at one point. So I'm not sure how you can buy it, and their website seems to have gone down, so I'm even less sure how to buy it. Their MySpace site's still rocking and rolling, so look for links on the Sounds of My Head website to that. But right now we're going to hear I'll Fly Away, which, you know, it's a traditional song that I like a lot. I've played versions of it before. But in this case, you know, think of it as like I'm flying away from Park Slope and flying on up to Williamsburg. That's how I'm going to think of it. It's from their album called Goodnight Harry. Check it out right now. The Blue Vipers of Brooklyn with I'll Fly Away. Where else but on this special extra-long F-Train Park Slope episode of The Sounds in My Head.
By and by, I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
Old glory, fly away.
When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Greetings, everybody. We're They Might Be Giants from Brooklyn, New York.
The school of girls, we hear the voice of Marty Markowitz. Now he's not fronting the funky bunch, he's borough president. From the L to the J, to the F to the G, now who knows what that spells?
The song before that song was Sounds in My Head Favorites, They Might Be Giants, doing their song Brooklyn. Brooklyn, of course, is a great track. It name checks not only the F train and the L train, but even the Gowanus Canal, which is a thing seldom recognized in musical form, I do believe, and I like that a lot. After They Might Be Giants, you heard Elliott Smith doing his song Bled White from his album XO, which it mentions the F Train quite a bit up in there, and that's a great song. I like it a lot, by the late, great Elliott Smith. You can't go wrong. But up next, it's another band based in Brooklyn, New York. This guy's name is Mike Doty. He is the former lead singer of Soul Coughing, which is a band I actually liked a bit more than Mike Doty, but even them, I only really liked a few tracks, so I feel kind of hypocritical putting this on here. But I think a lot of people like Mike Doty a lot. And this song couldn't be more perfect. It's a song that I think if you've ever waited around for the F Train at night, you know what I'm talking about with this song. It's called Thank You, Lord, for Sending Me the F Train. And here it is, Mike Doty, from his double album Skittish and Rockety Roll, right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Yeah. The dark is dropping like a spot of black ink squeezed into a glass of water. Now the crowds are thinning out into the light down in the subway stations. Here this train speeds underground. This train speeds under the river. And I will drift back to the slope. Some face unlit, they're stuck into the incline, where I will sleep off all the noise, the soot accumulated all my trials. Here this train speeds underground. This train speeds under the river. And I thank you, Lord Almighty up above, sending out the F train to me. So thankful for all the unspent love that I save up in a jar of money. Your Polaroid is on the wall, stuck in the crack between the door and door frame, trapped in the middle of some laugh. Some drunken joke some friend of yours was telling. Here this train speeds underground. This train speeds under the river. And I thank you, Lord Almighty up above, for sending out the F train to me. So thankful for all the unspent love that I save up in a jar of money. That I save up in a jar of money. That I save up in a jar of money. That I save up in a jar of money. That I save up in a jar of money. That I save up in a jar of money.
When he first started, he won praise for his candor about not knowing stuff. But he's now been there 8 months, and sooner or later, I don't know, loses the charm of, aw shucks, ma'am, and moves closer to, well, what do you know? In fact, Dana Milbank in the Washington Post today counts more than 400 times Mr. Snow has said, I don't know, from that famous podium.
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. So I don't know. I honestly don't know. Oh, I don't know. Neither he nor I know exactly when hostilities will cease in Iraq.
Will they be discussing the particulars of the Baker-Hamilton report with the president?
I don't know.
Has anyone involved in these meetings read the full report?
I don't know.
Anything today he hadn't thought of before or was new?
I don't know.
Baker-Hamilton, was there anything in there that this administration hasn't already considered?
I don't know. Again, good question. I don't know. I mean, there's some, you know, if you'll, again, I don't know.
But Mr. Snow appears to be something of a Renaissance man, not knowing things across a broad spectrum of topics.
I don't know the answer about security, and nor do I know about his nephew. I don't know the intent of the public statements.
Are you saying Republican Senator Smith is not in favor of democracy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out. I don't know. I only know the fractional amount. There's no way that anybody's going to know what the vice president said to the king.
If you're wondering whether Mr. Snow actually does know and just isn't telling us, well, who knows?
Thank you. live in New York City. I moved up there after I quit drinking. And New York City. I moved there from Texas, by the way. Get this, man. I left in Houston, Texas. My apartment, 1,400 square feet, balcony, 30 floors up, air conditioner, centralized, dishwasher, washer, dryer, free parking. Drum roll. $400 a month. What a fucking idiot, huh? I feel like a real moron. I moved to an apartment. I can touch one wall with that hand. The other wall with that foot. $1,000 a month. It's super moron. Dun, 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 dun. I can answer the door, answer the phone, take a leak, be in the shower all at once. It's unbelievable. All my friends call me up all the time. Hey, living in New York, you been mugged yet? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, the first of every month. They got it systemized. Apparently it's legal.
Sometimes I wish I had a farm where the only pollution is your cigarettes, where your mind is clear. But I like sidewalks know my face as I walk to my apartment, the home where I hide away from all the darkness outside. My apartment, the home where I hide away from all the darkness.
The song before that song was Yolda Tango doing the Cone of Silence from their album Ride the Tiger, perhaps my favorite Yolda Tango record that was right there. After it was Ben Queller doing his song My Apartment from from his probably worst album, On My Way, but nevertheless, a good song right there from Ben Queller. Ben Queller lives in the hood, or really he doesn't. I don't think he actually lives in Park Slope, but he lives nearby, and I think he might even live on 9th Street, which is the street I live on, just a ways down. And he, of course, takes the F train home. You can tell from that song lyric there that he mentions it. He would take the F train to his apartment, which is what I used to do until, of course, today, where I'll be taking the L. All right, finishing up this episode is a song by Death Cab for Cutie, but before I tell you about it, I want to mention that this is going to be the last episode of the show for a while. Like I did last year, I'm going to take January off. So I'll be back in February with all new episodes of The Sounds of My Head. Lots of great stuff to come. But with the move and everything like that, it's going to take me a little bit. So I'm going to settle in to my new digs for a month, and then I'll be back on the air with the old Sounds of My Head. So this is a bonus episode, and then there's going to be a long dry spell, and then boom, Sounds of My Head returns in February. All right. Finishing up this bonus episode of The Sounds in My Head, Indie Darlings' Death Cab for Cutie, doing a song that's not really explicitly about the F Train per se, but it's a track I've always very much associated with the F Train. It's a song called Coney Island. I went to Coney Island once late at night, like on a Monday night in February or something, and it's open, but it's like the most depressing place you'll ever go. It's so sad, and it's like the people there want you to come and play their silly carnival game, you know, because you're like the first person they've seen in an hour, and you don't want to, because who wants to spend $6 throwing balls at something you won't be able to knock over or whatever it is, but you know, I'm just saying. Coney Island, it's a great spot to go even on Monday nights in February, but it's definitely a great spot to go in the summertime when there's lots of stuff going on. I'm thinking this song, though, it's a bit more about the February trips. It's from their album, The Photo Album, a very, very good record, which came out in 2001. And this song, Coney Island, if you don't know much about the F train, when you're on the F train going Brooklyn bound, it is a Coney Island bound F train. That's how it's referred to. It's an F train to Coney Island. It's the last stop on the line, and Brooklyn is Coney Island. So check it out, Death Cab for Cutie, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Pigs in a Parlor by the Cobble Hillbillies, Park Slope by Roberta Phillips and Dean Wareham, and Let's Go Away for a While by the Beach Boys. you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, befriend me in MySpace and tell all your friends to listen. We'll see you in a month when The Sounds of My Head returns in February.